Welcome to the April 3rd, 2025 episode of FreePod. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors. And we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the FreePod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
At the county board meeting on March 20th, Chairman Scott Helms reported on a bill moving forward in Springfield that would dissolve townships in counties with fewer than 50,000 people, which would include Stevenson County. The idea behind the bill is that townships and counties are redundant in their services, and those services could be provided by cities and counties alone. No increase in funding is planned for the affected counties in the bill, and if it passes, 17 of 18 townships in the county would be served just by the county. Helms expressed his opposition to the proposal. In committee reports, it was noted that the courthouse elevators project should be completed shortly. Bids for the courthouse basement restrooms have been received with a low bid of $65,000, but as the grant to fund this project is only $39,000, the $26,000 shortfall was approved to be funded by the Sheriff's Department budget. A large grant for over $360,000 was also approved to pay for information technology updates for almost all court departments. And an additional grant allocation will bring in $58,000 for tourism and convention services through a Rockford connection.
The Illinois Farm Bureau Rural Nurse Practitioner Scholarship Program is now open for applications, which are due May 1st. This program offers 15 scholarships, each valued at $4,000, to support nurse practitioners committed to serving rural communities in Illinois. Scholarship recipients are expected to practice in an approved rural area within the state for a minimum of 2 years. Eligibility criteria include being a resident of Illinois and either accepted into or currently enrolled in an accredited nurse practitioner program as a registered nurse. Those interested can obtain application forms from county farm bureaus throughout the state or at the Rural Illinois Medical Student Assistance Program website at rimsap.com.
According to Nikki Keltner, program coordinator for the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Services at the University of Illinois Extension in Freeport, early spring is a great time to shape up our lawns and gardens. Because most plants are not out of the ground yet, now is the perfect time to top dress your perennial beds with mulch without worrying about disturbing plants that are just sprouting. But still pay attention so you don't break off any plants that may be starting to show signs of life. Mulch helps conserve soil moisture, moderate soil temperatures, and control weeds. Spring is also a good time to repair those bare spots in your lawn. Rake off any dead grass that remains and use a garden rake, not a leaf rake, to loosen up the top layer of soil. Overseed the area with a good quality grass seed blend that contains perennial seeds designed for either sun or shade, depending on the location. Make sure the newly seeded areas have plenty of moisture, either through rainfall or watering, until they are established. We'll have more spring gardening tips in future podcasts, but if you have garden-related questions in the meantime, just call the Master Gardeners at University of Illinois Extension, 815-235-4125.
The Freeport Art Museum is once again hosting the Aspiring Artist Show with over 450 works of art showcasing the talent and creativity of students in regional, elementary, middle, and high schools, as well as homeschooled students. Opening receptions for the exhibit will be held tomorrow, Friday, April 4th, beginning with exhibits from students in kindergarten through fourth grade at 4:30 p.m., followed by opening the works of students in grades 5 through 8 at 5:30 p.m., and grades 9 through 12 at 6 o'clock. In addition to student works, the Contemporary Gallery on the second floor will feature art from area art instructors. The exhibit and awards for each category are sponsored by Blick Art Materials and The Morse Group.
Showtime, Freeport High School's spring musical program, kicks off this week. It's entitled Showtime 45 Mic Drop Melodies and features the high school's varsity choir and jazz band. They will dazzle attendees with a journey through timeless hits and contemporary chart toppers with captivating choreography and powerful vocals. Performances are tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 7 p.m., and Sunday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Tickets at $10 each can be purchased at the school's website at fsd145.org.
Speaking of fun places to go, as we mentioned last week, the former pub 219 on Stevenson Street has reopened under new management and a new name, Grasshopper's Bar and Grill. And I stopped in for a short chat with Jeff Schultz and Michelle Davies. Let's take a listen.
Everybody knows how I love a new place in Freeport to come to and have some fun. And there is a new one that is downtown Freeport. And we are so excited to have the owners here, Jeff and Michelle. Jeff, you're the Grasshopper. And this is Grasshoppers. That's down, if for those of you that remember where Stevenson Street Station and where Pub 219 is, it's now turning into Grasshoppers. What's Grasshoppers all about?
Well, Grasshoppers is a bar and grill, so we're still going to have great food and ice cold beer. Also, I bought a new tapper system so we can have ice cold draft. So come on down, see us, meet us, enjoy our company, and let's eat and drink and have fun.
So my question always is, because I'm a proud Freeportian, and I love it when people come here. Why did you decide Freeport?
Actually, we had been looking out this way for 2 years to move. And this came up, and we've always wanted to do this venture. So we decided to go in feet first. But we've always looked out this way. We've looked at plenty of houses out this way.
So with this establishment here, from the downtown area, are you also going to go back outside? Are you going to have outdoor seating at some point?
We are. Starting in May, we will have the parklet. We'll be out again. We'll be doing that. And we actually bought a heater, an outdoor heater for that. So on some still chilly nights, we'll have a heater out there.
Okay, so I know menu's not out yet, and I'm not going to ask for a full menu, but I guess what I'm going to ask, what's a specialty? If I come down here, the menu is out. I'm sorry. Okay, so why don't you tell me a couple of the cool things that people cannot wait to try down here at Grasshoppers?
Lousy food. Cannot try that. We don't have that.
Of course. I'm not going to try lousy food down here. Heck no.
We are actually going to have a bloomin' onion.
Yes.
Yes. We're keeping your pretzel sticks because we fell in love with them. So we are keeping those. We are going to do a double smash burger. We are also going to do fresh smoked wings. So we are going to have Wing Wednesday, a bucket of beer and wings.
Oh, you had me at hello.
Yeah.
Now, I also noticed the Guinness smoked pork slider. I'm a big sliders guy. Tell me about what's the Guinness smoked pork slider going to be all about?
Well, we're going to smoke the pork butt outside, and then we're going to bring it inside. We have a new oven, and he is going to fit the chef is going to finish off the smoked butt in our new oven in Guinness beer.
What do you want people to, when they walk in, what do you want people to feel? What do you want people to think when they walk in here?
I want them to feel welcome. I want it to be a really fun, cool place to hang out. We're all about old cars, motorcycles, music, love music. So I just want the vibe to be really fun and upbeat.
Excellent. So when that's taking place and so on, what's kind of like the times? Are you open 7 days a week? You're open 6 days a week? When are you open?
We're doing 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday, we'll be open from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. And then Sunday, we are doing a Sunday brunch.
Now, as you can tell by my size, I'm a big brunch guy. So what are some of the surprises? What are some of the fun things that are going to take place on that brunch?
We are going to do bottomless mimosas and manmosas.
Okay, what's a manmosa?
A manmosa has a shot of vodka in it for the men.
Trust me, I know some ladies that are going to say, I want the manmosa.
Right,
don't be sexist. Let's go. Give me the manmosa.
And they sure can have one.
We can't discriminate.
No discrimination here. None. And then it'll be a different guy. Well, we're going to not do family style and not off the menu. You serve yourself. So we're going to do kind of like banquet style, I guess.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, this really got me excited. I love to see the new menu. I think that's great. They're a lot of fun. I love going and seeing a menu where there's like four or five things that I have to decide. And that's exactly what I'm seeing. A Bloomin' Onion is going to be big in this town. Congratulations on that. All the best of luck to you. And we will see you down here on March 15th and beyond. And I will definitely see you at the brunch. So Jeff, Michelle, thank you so much. This is Grasshoppers. Down on Stevenson Street, used to be the Stevenson Street Station, Pub 219. I always say it's by the Pecatonica River. But more importantly, come down and, I'm sorry, hop on down to Grasshoppers.
Very nice.
Starting on March 15th. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. And new Grasshoppers owners Jeff Schultz and Michelle Davies. As we look to the week ahead, don't forget that the stories of freedom seekers and the multiracial conductors who assisted them on the Underground Railroad in Illinois are featured in the exhibit Journey to Freedom, Illinois' Underground Railroad. This exhibit at the Freeport Public Library is free to the public through this Saturday, April 5th. Using photos, videos, maps, personal stories, and illustrations, visitors will learn about the people and communities in this hidden history.
This Saturday, April 5th, is also the day for the Bruce Johnson Memorial Run, hosted by the Young Leader Committee of the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. Day of race registration begins at 7:30 a.m. at the starting point for the run at 12662 North Christian Hollow Road in Winslow. Funds raised by this event support the Agriculture in the Classroom program. Johnson was a previous president of the Bureau.
On Saturday night, go see Jimmy Nick and Don't Tell Mama at the Freeport Masonic Temple. Tickets for this blues and rock and roll event are just $20 each. The venue opens at 6 p.m. with the show kicking off at 7 p.m. Food and a cash bar will be available. The show is hosted by the Greater Freeport Partnership, so visit their website at greaterfreeport.com.
Looking ahead to next Saturday, April 12th, that will be a great day to get more info for your spring home and garden projects at the Stevenson County Home Show at the Stevenson County Fairgrounds from 10 o'clock a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m.
Time is running short for getting your taxes done, so remember that the Senior Resource Center in Freeport is providing free federal and state 1040 tax counseling, preparation, and filing services for low and middle-income senior taxpayers 60 years and older residing in Stevenson and Joe Davies counties, as well as adults with disabilities through April 15th.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there too, and we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way.
You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org.
If you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring FreePod and Tim Beck 2 host Becky Connors visiting with Sarah Long, artistic director of Studio 121 Dance in Freeport, which offers classes in ballet, modern, and point technique.
Next week, tune in as Tim chats with Nicole Haas, brand director, and Katie Gents, events and engagement manager for the Greater Freeport Partnership, and Mike Martin, owner of Mort's Bar and Grill in Freeport, and Winnie Rock City promoter. They'll discuss all the great elements of Pretzelfest and Pokefest coming up on Saturday, April 26th, including the world's largest human pretzel. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, April 8th.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts on your phone or computer as each new podcast airs. You can also always click through to our podcast on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
Again, I'm Tim Connors.
And I'm Becky Connors.
Thank you for listening.